AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Erica may no longer be a tropical storm, but southern Florida is still feeling her impact.
We have flood watches up for really a large part of the state, really the central and southern part of the Florida Peninsula, under a flood watch at least through tonight and in some cases under even into parts of Monday.
That's forecaster Robert Moyada. While Florida was spared the full force of the storm, the island of Dominica was less fortunate. Rescue teams are using boats to try to get people stranded there because of that storm. Some people have been isolated for up to 3 days. At least 20 people are still missing in a southeast village in one of the hardest hit areas of the island. 20 other people are known to be dead. In Hawaii, the Big Island and Maui are under tropical storm watches as Hurricane Ignacio moves closer.
Major Hurricane Ignacio continues moving steadily toward the northwest. Ignacio slowed down a little bit, but is continuing to move toward the main Hawaiian islands, although it's expected to stay to the northeast.
Tom Evans is acting director of the Pacific Hurricane Center. Germany, France, and Britain are calling for a better way to process the hundreds of migrants who are trying to make their way to Europe from Syria and other parts of the Middle East. They want to see locations set up in Greece and Italy where migrants can be fingerprinted and registered. Three people were killed and a child was injured during a shooting spree at a home in eastern Tennessee over the weekend. The alleged shooter was wounded during the rampage and was taken into custody a short time later in a nearby driveway. His identity was not released, but he is believed to be related to the victims. A suspected gunman in the Houston area faces capital murder charges for allegedly gunning down a sheriff's deputy at a gas station. A vigil was held for that deputy last night. Members of the community were joined by law enforcement officers. The deputy's wife, Kathleen Goforth, released a statement saying that her husband was ethical. This is AP Radio News. The flags are flying at half staff today at Turner Field in Atlanta following the death of a fan who fell from the upper deck of the stadium during a game between the Braves and the New York Yankees. That victim has been identified as Gregory Murray, who was an Atlanta Braves season ticket holder. Straight Outta Compton topped the box office for the third weekend in a row.
These clients of yours, these rappers, they look like gang members.
You can't come down here and arrest people just because of what they look like. Are you crazy? But that's police harassment.
That movie now joins Jurassic World as the only movies to lead the box office for three consecutive weeks this summer. The University of Texas at Austin has now removed a statue of Confederate President Jefferson Davis from its place on that campus. The school's president says the statue will be moved to a museum. It has been the target of vandalism as well as criticism. Last week, a judge ruled against the sons of Confederate veterans who had sued to stop the university from moving it. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.